listeners. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The U.S. Senate is expected to take up a vote on a bill in the next 2 weeks that could reverse a mining ban near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Democratic Minnesota Senator Tina Smith urged colleagues across the aisle to consider various reasons to reject the bill in a floor speech on Tuesday. She notes the clean waters of the Boundary Waters, the treaty rights of the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and also who stands to benefit from a foreign-owned mine in one of Minnesota's most pristine areas.
Just because the minerals are mined on United States forest land does not mean that they'll be reserved for an American market. In fact, any copper or nickel that would be mined in the Duluth complex would immediately be sent to our strongest global competitor of China.
Twin Metals Minnesota, a subsidiary of Chilean-owned Antofagasta, is seeking renewal of sulfide ore copper mining leases across 5,000 acres of national forest lands within the same Rainy River watershed as the BWCA. The bill reversing a 2023 mining ban in the Superior National Forest, authored by Minnesota Republican Congressman Pete Stauber, passed the House earlier this year, largely along party lines. Stauber touted the measure as aligned with the Trump administration's goals to, quote, unleash American manufacturing. More northern Minnesota school districts are considering four-day weeks as budgets remain tight. Two made decisions on the schedule change Monday. Megan Buffington has more.
The Ely School Board unanimously approved a four-day school week starting this fall. Superintendent Ann Elke wrote in an announcement that the decision follows months of feedback and financial considerations. The Timberjay reports the district estimates $200,000 in savings with the move, a significant chunk of the $500,000 it aims to cut. The Rock Ridge School Board, meanwhile, voted 6-1 to keep a five-day school week. The district has been considering the alternative schedule for about a month as it works to address a $2.5 million budget shortfall. The four-day week would have saved an estimated $250,000. The board didn't rule out a four-day week in the future. Budget issues aren't expected to go away anytime soon, as school districts grapple with a lack of state aid and declining enrollment.
A complex land dispute in the Cuyuna Country State Recreation Area continues between the DNR and a developer. In an unusual move, the developer went to the legislature for a solution. Megan has the update.
Tim and Don Prinson of Minneapolis want to build rental cabins on landlocked parcels they control near June Lake on the west end of the rec area. They've been going back and forth with the Department of Natural Resources, trying to get an easement to access the land. The DNR denied their easement request in December, arguing it would interfere with management plans for the rec area. Representative Josh Heintzman of Nisswa introduced a bill granting an easement. He told the House Natural Resources Committee on Tuesday that this is an unusual method, but this is an extreme circumstance.
And as I learn more and more and more of the details, I'm going, this is really dumb.
He questions why the DNR isn't willing to work with the Prinsons and implied the DNR is intentionally making things difficult so it could acquire the land itself. Parks and Trails Director Ann Pierce told the committee that granting the easement would create a perpetual Swiss cheese of land control. Around 150 letters in opposition to the legislation were submitted Sunday and Monday. Sarah Nelson Katzenberger wrote one of them. She's the co-owner of Cuyuna Outfitters in Crosby.
We really view the recreation area as kind of like a mini Boundary Waters experience.
She's concerned with how the Prinsons' cabins would affect Cuyuna's silent sports atmosphere. Prinson told the committee the project would honor that culture and wouldn't replicate major resorts on nearby Gull Lake.
We're not proposing a commercial atmosphere. This is not Madden's or Craigan's or Grandview.
But Katzenberger says business owners in the area are still wary. Prinson has said the project has overwhelming local support, but many haven't had a chance to share their thoughts. And threats to prevent access to parts of the rec area have left a sour taste in people's mouths. Prinson says he'll be meeting with community members Wednesday afternoon. He'll also be at the rec area's Citizens Advisory Council meeting 6 p.m. Wednesday at Crosby City Hall. Heintzman's bill was laid over for possible inclusion in a larger package. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.